This is Gracelyn Keller with the Becker's Healthcare and Digital Health Podcast. I am thrilled to be joined by Katie Adams today. She's a digital health reporter for Becker's Healthcare Review. So Katie, thank you so much for joining me today. And I would love to hear what you are seeing currently as far as trends go in the digital health space.
Yeah, so I wanted to talk a bit about hospitals' partnerships with big tech companies and just big tech in healthcare, because it's been very common for hospitals to have partnerships with medical technology and medical device companies. But in recent years, there's been more and more partnerships with these tech giants like Microsoft and Google and YouTube and Apple. And that can really look like a lot of things. It can look like adopting a tool, you know, for easier EHR workflow or intake or something like that. Or it could be, you know, like an expansive partnership. Like one example is Mayo Clinic, which has kind of a well-known 10-year strategic partnership with Google. And, you know, that Mayo Clinic chose Google as its innovation and cloud computing partner. And, you know, that whole innovation partnership is based around improving care and developing technology and, you know, new cloud computing and innovative solutions to kind of get rid of inefficiencies and improve the level of care that hospitals can bring. So yeah, there's been a lot of exciting partnerships recently.
Awesome. And going along those lines, how do you think those kinds of partnerships will change the landscape of healthcare moving forward?
I think there's a few avenues. As I was saying, you know, sometimes these big tech companies have, you know, initiatives of their own, like just to improve the greater public health environment. Like YouTube and Google have been really working through the pandemic to like partner with medical societies and hospitals. And, you know, a recent one with the New England Journal of Medicine. So like, you know, publishers of health studies and things like that, just to uplift the dissemination of public health knowledge and reliable sources, things like that, trusted health system. So it can sometimes be more of a culture shift like that. And then other times, you know, it could be on the innovation side. Like Google recently partnered with the University of California, Santa Cruz Genomics Institute, and they created like an AI-powered method that accelerates genome sequencing and accelerates the analysis of that data for faster disease detection. So that's, you know, kind of an innovative tech solution they're working on that could eventually be deployed to hospitals en masse to increase preventative health and things like that. So, I mean, there's also just, you know, simple like tools for the EHR or for, you know, AI for predictive analytics and things like that, that hospitals are adopting kind of as one-offs from different companies like Microsoft and Google. So I think it could look like it could go a few different transformative ways, but mainly just, you know, reducing inefficiencies and uplifting the availability of data and information.
Wonderful. And are we seeing these kinds of innovations just at the larger systems, or are we also seeing them implemented in smaller rural communities or smaller systems in general? Do you have any information on that?
Yeah, when you talk about these expansive partnerships with companies as big as, you know, Google and Microsoft, that is going to be your larger systems. That's going to be Mayo Clinic and Kaiser Permanente and things like that. But when it comes to adopting tools or, you know, adopting these like more one-off technologies, you know, hospitals all around the country, that's starting to become more accessible for them.
Wonderful. Well, Katie, thank you so much for joining me today on the Becker's Healthcare and Digital Health Podcast. We always love speaking with you. So thanks for sharing your thoughts.
Thanks so much.